What's up?
You just a few minutes ago, you stopped and chatted with Tom Brady. Generally, what was that all about? How cool was that to get a chance to chat with him for a second?
So it was good to be able to learn and watch a guy like Tom Brady, one of the best to ever do it, and see him in live practice and see how he works. But what we talked about was just kind of congratulating each other on all the success that we had, and just giving me a little tip here and there about this lead and this system and Coach OB. So it was good talk. It's cool. It's a blessing to be in his presence and have that opportunity to learn from one of the best that's done it for a long time. So it's always good to talk to him and be able to talk to him more down the road. Just how consistent he is and how each and every play is a game rep. Each time he takes the field, he's out there taking charge, being a leader, and he's out there, being the man of the team and controlling everything.
Yesterday, Bill O'Brien said that there's times the head coach when a quarterback is ready to start. When do you think Bill knows whether he's ready to start?
Honestly, I have no idea. It's, just one of them things where, it just kind of clicks. And everyone sees it. I feel it. Coach OB will feel it. But right now, I'm just being patient, taking it one day at a time, learning as much as I can. The progress since camp has been very, very good. In the spring, I knew what I was doing, but at the same time, it was just still my head was swimming. But whenever I step on the field today, I can go out there and control the offense and do what he asked me to do and make good decisions fast. So I'm just trying to improve in all areas and continue to do that. I thought I did pretty good. Yesterday was good. Made good decisions, quick decisions, and did the basic fundamentals. And today it was the same way. So it was two good practices against a very good team, and it was good work for us.
What's the quarterback's room like, and how have you been able to learn
here? The quarterback room is healthy, it's fun, it's good. We have a great time in there. We learn, we compete, and we all support each other. We want the best every time, whoever's on the field. We want them to be successful, score touchdowns, make good decisions, and protect the ball. So that's what we've been supporting each other for.
Even though it wasn't a real game, do you feel like getting that first preseason game under your belt gives you a different kind of level of confidence going forward?
A little bit, but I'm a confident player. I'm a confident person. I prepare myself. I make sure that I put in the work each and every day and make sure I'm prepared every time I step on the field. So it was good just to get out there and be with a new team and just kind of get my feet wet and play against another team.
Sean, how much do you look forward to
it's going to be great. I know we have a great fan base. The fans will come and be supportive, and it's gonna be a fun Saturday night. So I can't wait to get there and really just get a little taste of what the season's gonna be like.
You said Tom was one of the first people to text you after
you
got drafted. Did you feel welcome?
I mean,
what did that mean to you?
It was cool. I mean, just another guy in the QB room that was welcoming me to the team, and being supportive and being helpful, and he just kind of took me under his wings and been helping me out with this whole system and everything. So it's been good, and it's going to continue to be that way.
Thank you.
Thank you.